Hello and welcome back to Proactive, live from Resourcing Tomorrow. And I'm delighted to be joined by Brandon McDonald, who is the CEO of Fireweed Metals. Brandon, thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've actually had some very exciting news in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, the last 12 hours even. So, you know, 10 p.m. UK last night, we announced that we were opening a $27 million financing that was being led by the Lundin family. So that was a culmination of a lot of work, but specifically being in Geneva yesterday instead of here to get that over the line. So I'm, you know, kind of surviving on adrenaline and caffeine right now, but I'm happy.
Fantastic. So what is it that has attracted them to the project?
You know, we've known them for a while, and you know, after years of talking, I think, you know, they recognize, you know, our two main flagship projects, our McMillan Pass Zinc project and our MacTung Tungsten project, are such clear standouts in their space. Like you know, the Zinc project, Mac Pass, it's a true district. It's such a generational opportunity. We're finding such exciting things there. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we announced the drill intersection. The best we can tell is the best ever zinc intersection in the last kind of 15 years in a greenfields project, right? So 125 meters of 12.5% zinc, you know, pretty close to true width. So when you have these sort of crazy intersections like that, and you know, the tungsten project being such a massive outlier in that space, you get the right eyeballs on it. So super happy to get this over the line.
I'm sure. 27 million.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with it?
Well, so I think our biggest ever, you know, 2022 was our biggest ever year. We drilled 8,000 meters, and 2023 is just gonna be, you know, next level. So we really wanted pretty close to capital unconstrained year. And I think, you know, the Lundin family as well as us felt that this project deserved, you know, the sort of year that you can't get when you're every year looking at the capital markets, how much money can I scrape together? Got to cut back here, cut back there. You know, they felt like we did, like, well, you know, this needs like a great year, needs to be hit hard. And so that's what we're doing. You know, I think the financing in total will also leave us with a very good cash cushion at the end of the year, even with our biggest every year. So we're pretty excited.
I'm sure. So are you the kind of CEO that likes to get in there and boots on the ground and leading from the front?
I'm a geologist by trade, actually. But, you know, the number one constraint on the program has often been camp. And so when I go to camp and I try to stay overnight, I'm displacing someone who does real work. Right? So, you know, we kind of have an expression in Fireweed that I don't know how many geologists we have on staff now, I think 10, but I'm the 10th best geologist, which is the way it should be. You know, why would I, you know, I'm fundamentally evolved to a capital markets and management person. So why would I hire a geologist who isn't better at geology than me? So I'll show up on day trips, you know, photo ops, site tours, that sort of stuff. But I really try to stay out of their way.
Brilliant. Well, just finally, could you just sum up what it means to you personally to have gotten the project to this stage?
It means a lot. And I mean, you know, specifically because, you know, this project's in, the projects are in Eastern Yukon Territory, you know, in Canada. And the nearest town is a small village, about 300 people, called Ross River. It's actually my hometown. So it's about 200 kilometers away. It's near and dear to my heart. And I see advancing these projects as such a massive economic opportunity for the town and the territory at large. So being like a Yukon-born boy and getting an opportunity to really, this is my first time in the big chair, so to speak, as CEO, getting my opportunity to do it up there. And seemingly, you know, it's still early days, or at least, you know, we're not at the finish line yet, but seems to be going well. I'm delighted.
I'm sure. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope that they give you the welcome you deserve next time you're back.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for coming to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.